Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Some breaking Mike Lindell news, Danielle.
I have a question. How many pillows do you have to sell to make $1.3 billion? Because that's how much he's being sued for by Dominion Voting Company for defamation.
$1.3 billion?
$1.3 billion. Now, of course, Mike Lindell is a staunch Trump guy and said that the election was stolen. He accused Dominion of rigging voting machines across the country. And the Dominion has been threatening to file a lawsuit for weeks. They filed a lawsuit this morning in D.C. court, which claims that he defamed the company. They said he's well aware of the independent audits and paper ballot recounts conclusively disproving the big lie. But Lindell sells the lie to this day because the lie sells pillows.
It sells pillows.
Wow. Yeah.
A friend of mine, Mike Lindell of My Pillow. Boy, do you sell those pillows? That's unbelievable what you do.
Unbelievable.
Is he going to have Rudy Giuliani represent him?
I mean, I hope they get the hair color thing in
He's
order first.
That girl that's a style witness for Giuliani. He'll settle out for two throw pillows and a body pillow.
And a dog bed. And some Giza sheets.
Good news for Mike, though. If it is being tried in D.C., he can stay at the Trump Hotel.
Are we going to have time to play How Creepy Is It with the story that Rudy Giuliani told over the weekend about Michelle Wee, the golfer?
That was
What is wrong with him?
How much time do you have?
Did you not watch Borat 2? Can you help me get this mic off? Wait a second. It's behind you.
He was on Steve Bannon's show, and he was talking about golfing with Rush Limbaugh. And the fact that Rush Limbaugh thought the paparazzi were following him around. And then Rudy went on to try to tell this, I guess, was he trying to tell a joke?
No,
it was like a legit story.
I mean, it's a full 10 on the 1 to 10 creepy scale. Here it is.
So on the green is Michelle Wee, and she's getting ready to putt. Now, Michelle Wee is gorgeous. She's 6 feet, and she has a strange putting stance. She bends all the way over, and her panties show. And the press was going crazy. They were following her all around because they were trying to take pictures of her panties. I said, Roger, it's not me. It's not you. It's her panties. Right. Is that okay to tell that joke? I'm not sure.
Uncomfortable laugh.
Was she like 15 or something like that?
I don't know how old she
was. She's like
relatively
young.
The story is he should stop with the interviews. Take a little break, yeah. I think.
That's
for a little bit.
Wow. Creepy old man right there.
Yeah. Just a little bit of a break.
Borat's daughter tried to tell us.
Yes. This is
Borat's daughter?
Wasn't that his daughter in the movie?
What?
Do you see the movie Borat?
Yeah.
When he's laying down on the bed?
It was an actress.
He said Borat too.
Yeah.
Right, but the actress was Borat's daughter.
Yes. Hello,
in the
Mike.
Movie, yes.
Yeah.
You got it.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Just a couple things. You know, I'm going to start with Wiggy real quick. Wiggy, you played pro football for a little while. Let me ask you a question. And all of you guys, would you agree that your team, the culture of your team, pretty much flows from your coach? Your coach creates the culture of that team?
Yeah.
Would you guys agree with that?
Yes, I'd agree
with
that.
Of a team in general.
Yep.
In a sport. There was a couple things I observed yesterday. You know how they mic them up at halftime?
Yeah.
And they went on a run on the Celtics, a pretty big run, and he calls timeout. And when I listened to him in the timeout, it was like he was talking to a third-grade AAU team. You know, come on, guys. You know, we just got up, you know, rebound, this and that. Then I hear the mic'd up of Van Gundy, where he's really at his guy. Listen, we turned the ball over. We're not taking care of the ball, blah, blah, blah. They came out. They played harder. He caught a timeout one time. Celtics come out of the timeout. They run a beautiful set. They get a backdoor alley-oop to Williams. From that point on, it's one-on-one basketball for the rest of the game. It's the same thing game in and game out, where they'll show you some spurts, and then you're like, okay, they got it back together again. And it's like, okay, I've been up the court two or three times. I haven't gotten a touch. When I touch it, I'm going to get a shot up. The hell with the rest of whatever goes on. I'm going to get a shot up. I don't care. And that's all part of your coach and what he's saying to you or what he's allowing you to do. And I'm going to end with this. I think Brad Stevens is a very good coach, a very good coach. My issue is he's the coach for this group of young guys.
Right, he's not the right coach
for these
guys.
That's my question.
No,
he's not.
That's what I think the issue is. He's not the right coach for them.
Yeah.
He's just not. He's a great coach. He's a great coach. You know, and I hear people say all the time, well, you know, he got us to the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay, ask yourself the question. Did he overachieve with a bunch? Did a bunch of young guys overachieve? Or the really well coached, i.e., when you can't decipher on a pro level how to break a zone defense that two teams ran on you, and it took you over two games, two different series to figure out how to break a zone defense, that's the problem.
Curtis, some good zone defense talk here.
I mean, I've always been...
We're going to break down the box in one in a minute.
I've always been a 2-3-2 guy.
But the call is not in line. I mean, and Perk brought that up on the halftime
the
show.
Celtics' next head coach, Kendrick Perkins.
Yes. Thanks, Greg, for that information. But no, he talked about how when Trae Young was getting all those points, like, all right, we got to defend him differently, right? So same thing yesterday, right? Brandon Ingram and then Zion starts getting hot. Like, okay, how do we change it up to where we make it difficult for them? And that's what the head coach is supposed to do. And how do we make it and keep this lead?
David.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
First of all, what was that? Was that the Stones you just played in the rejoinder? Was that an obscure Stones song?
No, it's Sway.
That was a great song.
That's one of
that's
the great
That's a great
ones.
Song. Great song.
Who was it?
It's the Stones.
What is it?
Sway. Yeah.
Sway, it's new.
Shaggy, bombastic.
It's a new song from them. It's great.
That's new?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Great song. Great song.
David's
great
mind's
song.
Blown.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you know, the Celtics are just reprehensible. I mean, they're just ugly. I mean, they have no camaraderie. They have camaraderie, but they have no poise, no composure, no intelligence. They don't play as a team. They're just a bunch. They're just like five individuals out there playing like the callers just said before, playing one-on-one games. And I mean, Brad he does not have the leadership. He does not have the I don't know what the word is. The tenacity.
Wait, before you finish. Is this Scott? It sounds a lot like Scott from Weymouth.
Scott disguising his voice?
Yes.
That would be
Scott
amazing.
Scott from Weymouth, nope. Curtis, this is your buddy David from Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry.
yeah.
What do you live next to Curtis's parents down in Florida?
Changing subject. Where do your parents live in Florida, Curtis?
Don't worry about it. Probably not next to you, even though you're a nice guy.
By the way, though, how great would it be if Scott started to successfully disguise his voice to call the radio program?
That'd be hot.
He would
do,
not be able to resist saying that it's him. There's no way.
He wouldn't?
The ego is too big.
Sure?
There is no way he would not be able to, especially if you mentioned that the person sounds like Scott from Weymouth. Yeah. There's no way.
He does.
He's incapable.
He did sound somewhat similar to Scott.
He was equally as distracted. Very odd beginning to the call.
No.
Wanted to talk music.
Wanted to talk music.
Right.
Scott loves to talk music. I don't know.
No, but he would. Scott can't get past the. What do you always say? We have crutches that we fall back on.
Right,
he can't get past what. Just give me 45 seconds.
Yeah.
All I need is 45. Oh, yeah, give me a minute. Give me 25 point. Seconds. That's only 15 good. Seconds more.
All right. We have. Here is Ken to tell you what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Cam Newton making the rounds after that egregious, unhinged video that posted at his football camp. Had an appearance on the Brandon Marshall podcast. Also, I guess Karagarigian wrote about this in the Herald, but this is from the podcast, talking about whether he would retire, stop playing. Quote, hell no, I can't go out like that. I hear all of the talk. My pride won't allow me to do it. There aren't 32 guys better than me, end quote.
I mean, he's also blaming COVID. Do you accept that as an excuse for this season?
Yes, I do.
I give him a little
you
bit.
You
do? I give him a pass on that.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
Do we know the side effects are throwing the ball at people's feet?
Just piling on.
He said that, this is a quote, when I came back, that's where the lack of an offseason and the lack of time in the system really showed itself. I was behind and I was thinking too much. The offense kept going and I was stagnant for 2 weeks. It was all new terminology. I wasn't just trying to learn a system for what it was. I was learning a 20-year system in 2 months.
Yeah, he told us that. I still believe that even though I know Bill said that, you know, the reports are he's going to be aggressive, I think that Cam is going to be back because he's going to be packaged with, I think Bill's going one of the draft pick routes.
Well, I hope they keep him away from children. I mean, the man can't control himself.
Good point. Well, Jeff Howell, the Athletic Wiggy, reporting this morning, the Patriots have been aggressively pursuing the quarterback trade market. Mm-hmm. They have been thwarted by the inflated prices so far, but they have had conversations regarding every potential trade target in the league per his sources.
Right.
So
Bill willing to spend, though, for, let's say, Marcus Mariota? Is he willing to give up a third rounder for him? I know they don't have one this year, but
I hope he is.
They might have a compensatory for Brady.
Right. So is he willing to give that up? Because I think you're probably looking. I think you get Mariota for like a third round pick.
People still buzzing about Greg's TD Garden scoop last week. In fact, if you missed it, here was Dale teasing that on his show.
And a scoop on the Greg Hill Show this morning about
fans
perhaps being at local sporting events sometime soon. Curtis, all of that still to come.
Curtis, please apologize to the people that work here for your major idiotic scoop. Actions on Twitter. There was no such scoop.
What do I owe an apology for?
I said on the program Friday that there was an employee in the building, a pizza guy. Okay. Who said they're preparing to have 20% of fans back.
What is the number one goal of any media entity?
I don't know.
What to get the seen and heard.
It should be the truth.
No, you we can't handle the truth.
We are in the constant pursuit of the truth around this place.
This is supposed to be a fun zone.
This is a no-fun zone.
We have fun. We like to create stories.
You're nonsense.
No, because you're actually trusted.
I want to be left out of your nonsense.
Did Dale's sources agree with you or disagree with you?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, a real reporter double checks. I mean, Dale, it's on you.
Hey, we are fun here at WEI. Fitzy joined the Heim Bloom Zoom call live yesterday.
We have fun.
Might have been by accident.
This is traditionally... All right, you were listening to Red Sox Chief of Baseball Operations, Heim Bloom, with one of his first media availabilities.
Sorry, go ahead, Sean.
This is traditionally a time of year when teams take a look at,
I'd say,
some
like main focus. What is the first big question?
Sorry, I'm noisy.
Who's he talking to, though?
Was he on the air?
Yeah, like, who's he talking to?
That was the Zoom with everybody asking questions of Heim Bloom, and Sean McAdams trying to get this question out. And here comes Fitzy back in with this long-winded question.
I love it.
It's a muting issue. That's happened to everybody during the pandemic, right? I mean, that's what happens
together.
That's what happens on these Zoom calls.
But he's got to be talking to somebody, or is he just...
he's doing the show.
Was he on the air? He was on the air.
He was on the air. He was doing the show.
And he did the impossible. He made Heim Bloom funny.
Do you want to hear just a little bit more?
Oh, please.
Okay.
I can see that.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
All right. Tuca is a hot dog, a sandwich.
We almost got that done. Bruins, a big win last night, 7-3 in the outdoor game, and the Celtics blown 24-point lead. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, cause so are you. Look on me. Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared. Light my candles in our days, cause I found God. Yeah.
Well, you've done it now, Wiggy. You've infuriated a 781 texter who wants to know if you... I'll read this verbatim. Does Wiggy really think COVID had anything at all to do with the fraudulent play of Cam Newton last season?
Yeah, I think COVID was a big part of what we saw. He was playing well, first three games of the season, boom, gets COVID, misses the KC game, then misses some practice time, then has some issues coming back, hasn't been in this offense, didn't get a real offseason, so is still learning.
But
as...
how did he not learn the terminology when he was out? What, couldn't you just study that?
Well, no, it's not about the terminology.
That's what he said.
The terminology necessarily. It's about understanding the offense and all the moving parts that come with it when you don't get practice time in it.
Right, but he said the terminology, he didn't know it. Oh, yeah, he missed time.
Yeah, he probably had to learn more terms. There's probably newer terminology.
But can't you study terminology?
Yeah, you can. But
so
not everybody.
How would that be impacted, I guess my question is, from the illness?
I mean, I guess... are you saying COVID fog? Is that what you're saying? Or days away from the facility? Is that what you're saying?
I would say days away from the facility.
So the terminology only exists inside Gillette Stadium.
No, I would...
it's like Rosetta Stone.
Let me hear the exact question and answer about the terminology.
The podcast is not out until noon today. Is that what... is that we're going off of what? I will read it to you with Brandon Marshall. I was one of the first football players to catch it, and it happened so fast. When I came back, that's where the lack of an offseason and the lack of time in the system really showed itself.
Mm-hmm.
I was behind and I was thinking too much. The offense kept going, and I was stagnant for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It was all new terminology. I wasn't just trying to learn a system for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was learning a 20-year system in 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so I get that. So he's trying to learn and become have this terminology become second nature to him. You know what I mean? So once he hears it...
Okay,
if
but that doesn't explain why he can't hit an open wide receiver end zone.
But missing an open wide receiver because you throw the ball on the ground or you airmail him,
yes.
That's one thing. But not being able to know, okay, where should I go based on my read and my progression based on what the offense wants me to do, that's another thing. So I think that's part of some of the issues that he had. Some of the issues he's had were definitely mechanics problems.
Yes, I mean, the COVID didn't interfere with his mechanics.
No, but he's not talking about his mechanics in COVID. Right. He's talking about the time that he needed to learn the offense.
November 29th was 6 weeks from his COVID diagnosis. He played in 2, 4, 6 games between the COVID diagnosis and the game against the Arizona Cardinals, where he had a passer rating of 23.6. How did COVID impact that game, but the week before, he somehow had a pass rating of 102? So did he get, like, a COVID fog in that week? Or
maybe they simplified things, right? What was his record over that time?
E-Rod missed the whole year, by the way.
The notion right. that you're excusing last season still, based on COVID, is it's an affront to anybody with eyes.
No, but I give everybody a pass that played last year's season that dealt with COVID.
But everybody wasn't affected the same way that Cam Newton was.
But Bill was affected. I've given Bill a pass. You don't think that there were other teams that were affected because of COVID?
This Dexter said they had to make up new terminology for stop throwing it at guys' feet.
What is the word for that?
Yeah, I mean, what could he possibly have to learn about a terminology that would get him to not throw the ball into the dirt?
That's different.
Listen.
I mean, he was awful
last
year.
That was mechanics.
Year.
There are mechanic issues that he has to work on.
But what does that have to do with COVID?
Wiggy, practice time. Wiggy. When you don't get the practice, you can't work on your mechanics.
He only had 3 weeks of practice in his first three games. Then he came back and had 6 weeks of practice, leading him to throw two picks for a passer rating of 23.6. So what does COVID have to do with that?
I want you on record.
Yep.
Clearly. You want Cam Newton back.
Well, there are other options that I prefer. But if you're going the option of Fitzpatrick, Colt McCoy, Jameis Winston, those guys, and then a draft pick, I would rather have Cam Newton and that draft pick.
But isn't the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? How are you going to get a different result?
That's also known as the Greg Hill Show.
No. That's if you think you're going to get the same result. But if you feel like the result's going to be different based on some of the changes that you're able to make, then I think that's what you have to look at. Is Bill Belichick going to bring back the same team that he had on the field this year? Last season, this season?
No.
I hope they have a better quarterback.
Right? So he's going to make some changes.
Kurt Doggy.
So he's going to make some changes. The problem is that everybody...
The biggest change he needs to make is at quarterback.
Well, maybe he does have to make that, but if he decides to go down that road, the problem that everybody seems to miss out on is that they believe that the same team that we saw and week 17 against the Jets is going to be the same team we see on the field week 1.
Okay, but when he's blaming it on COVID... Was he not looking at film for those 2 weeks?
Did you give Bill a pass for blaming the season on COVID?
Bill never blamed the season on COVID.
I think he did.
He did with practice, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't practice the way we want to.
Right. Things were different. You agreed with Matt Light, who thinks that it was a different season. Because
I think Bill had a different attitude going into the season. Yes, right. I do. I do.
And did you give Bill a pass?
No, I don't give him a pass on last season.
Okay.
Does it sound at all like Cam has been humbled by last year? It doesn't to me. I mean, you would think that after you have that kind of a season that you would be a little bit, you know, humble, say, you know, I really hope to get an opportunity. Instead, he's already saying there's no way he is not one of the best 32 teams. In other words, if anybody comes to him and says, I want you to be a backup, he's going to say no and he's going to make a deal about it.
Well, he said that on this show, on his exit meeting, on his exit interview.
Yes, thank you.
And how, honestly, with the 20-year system, like, how difficult is it to learn the system?
It's pretty difficult from a quarterback's perspective.
Greg, if you remember from the old show, it takes at least a year to learn call screening, so translate that to a QB.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
There you go, Danielle, thank you. How long does it take to learn how to work a call screen?
I mean, so how long can it take Greg to fix a tire?
Can we expect that Marcus Mariota or whoever is going to be able to come in here and learn the system? I mean, it's a 20-year-old system.
Yeah, but don't you think they're going to have
Mariota?
Don't you think they're going to have growing pains?
I mean, Matt Cassel was a tight end in college, and he learned the system just fine.
Yeah, but he also sat in the system for how many years? Don't you think there's going to be growing pains for the guy who comes in and says, all right, here you got to learn the system, and then playing it the first year? There's going to be growing pains.
Well, it didn't look like the Patriots system at all that they were running anyway. It was our run-pass options. It was totally different than the Patriots
system. Yeah, but
you
still have to – Curtis, they don't go in the huddle, and Cam doesn't go, okay, Edelman, go 5 yards and go out. Jacoby Myers, run 5 yards and turn around. N'Keal Harry, just run a go route. Like, that's not how he's calling in the
Did
in
this
huddle.
Season look like the same offense that Tom Brady run?
No, because it's the same offense, but they use different things from what we've seen with Tom Brady.
So it's not the same offense.
It is the same. We had Charlie.
How can it be the same offense?
Can you play the Charlie Weiss, is one of the creators of this offense, say this is the same offense that they ran with Tom Brady?
Well, he said also.
Give me a break.
But they were adjusting it for Cam. They had to.
Yes. Yes, they were. They were using the offense that Brady ran, and they're taking what Cam does well.
That small part.
That small part, and they're trying to build that around what Cam Newton
so,
is.
So this offense with Tom Brady for 20 years, how many run-pass option plays did Tom Brady run?
He didn't run any because
so then what's the offense? That was basically the Patriots' offense.
Let me tell you something. In that offense, they have what's called movement or a naked in that offense where the quarterback fakes one way and keeps the ball and rolls out the other way, right?
Like a naked boot.
Yeah, a naked boot. Like a run, you know. They have that in the offense, but that's not what Tom does well, so you don't call that. But it's there.
So they did have run-pass option when you were a Patriots player?
They had similarities to run-pass options.
So they didn't have the run-pass option.
Oh, my God.
If he's back there next year, it's going to be better than it was this year, regardless of what anyone else thinks, because it's going to be a year that's already under your belt where all that knowledge was gained back and forth about strengths and weaknesses of the player and what he can do within that system.
Do you think that they didn't have deep patterns in this offense when Brady was here?
Yeah, Brady threw deep.
Right, but he didn't throw deep that often, right? But those things are in the offense. The offense is the same as what Brady got. It's the same as what Bledsoe got. It's probably the same as, you know, whenever.
Well, the problem is the issue for Cam is that deep is 15 yards for him.
But that's what you do. You have to find out what Josh has to find out and go, okay, we because they had run pass options when Tebow was here.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Cam Newton says it was COVID. It was all COVID.
If Cam wears stilts, he'll throw it higher.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we will play Were You Paying Attention?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
It's Dale and Keith with, I'm assuming, with Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Unless he's on a Zoom.
Okay. But if you call 617-779-7937 right now, you can play Were You Paying Attention? And if you can correctly answer a question about today's show, then we will gift you with an ink-filled WEEI logoed pen.
Woo!
You're welcome. Hello, hello, Seth.
Huzzah.
Hi.
Seth, how are you?
How are you?
What's
good,
up?
Good, good. Not much.
Seth, what did Cam Newton tell a young heckler at a football camp about his current financial situation?
He said, I'm rich. I'm rich.
I'm rich.
I'm rich.
I'm rich. And, of course, Ken believes that he lost it. Cam Newton, he lost control.
Triggered. Capital T.
This is Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
How you doing?
How are you, Eddie?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Eddie, what is the OnlyFans name of the mom in California who says that she and her children are being bullied because she's on OnlyFans?
Oh, sugar. I was listening to that, too, and I get the memory of a fruit fly. I can't help it sometimes.
Oh, the memory of a fruit fly.
And cat-like reflexes.
What about, can you answer how much she is making a month?
Ooh, that's a good
$150,000 a month.
Correct. Wow. All right. Good job. Yeah, and her name was Mrs. Poindexter, I believe.
Poindexter, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
$150,000 a month.
That for
is
her.
Amazing.
She is making on OnlyFans.
Yes, Danielle, she's going to need that to send her kids to private school.
Well, that's what I would do. I'd just take the kids out of public school and send them to, or hire a teacher to be at
Something.
Home with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is Scott from Walpole. Hello, Scott.
Scott from Wareham.
Sorry about that. It sure. says Walpole, but we'll take you.
As long as it's not Weymouth. Yeah.
Scott,
no,
who?
No, not Weymouth. No.
Who does Chris Curtis want to be the next Celtics head coach?
Kendrick Perkins?
Yes!
Yes.
Nailed it.
Perk or Eddie Van Gundy.
Three for three. I mean, is that the... but Perk, he probably likes what he's doing right now.
I don't know. Steve Nash came out of nowhere. He came out of left field. I could see Perk. I'm on the Perk train, Curtis.
I just don't think you're going to get a change. I know you want a change over there, but I don't think you're going
to
get
I told you. Wick said till 5 p.m. today. That's he has to make a decision. Curtis, tweet that out.
I already did.
From Greg Hill.
I said,
at the Greg Hill Show.
Please do not.
Wick Grosbeck just told Greg Hill off the air that
no,
both may be fired
Stop.
By five.
Stop.
They have to complete.
Stop. This is Eddie from New Hampshire. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, I tell you, back in the day, you would extend a guy like Bill Fitch or Casey Jones because they were winning championships. But to extend this guy who just stands there with his arms folded like he just smoked a couple of bowls, I don't understand it. And would it kill this guy to show a little emotion? I mean, I just don't understand signing this guy. They should both be fired.
Yeah.
Ainge and the coach. It's
okay.
Disgusting.
I mean, did you want to answer a question for Were You Paying Attention? Or you're just triggered by Brad Stevens?
No, when I called up, I told him I don't want to play the game. I got to vent about this Brad Stevens signing.
Okay, you're not a game guy. I got you.
Well, he tried.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a change, Wiggy. I don't think you are.
So what changes from now, like I've said, from now to the end of the season? Because we all think this team, if they get in the playoffs, they're one and done. Right?
Yeah, if they get in the playoffs.
If they get in the playoffs.
Yes.
So what's going to be different? Then what's going to be different next year when you're going into the season?
How many third or fourth quarter leads has this team blown this year? Eight?
I bet they lead the NBA in blown and like games lost when they were winning
yes.
by 15
yes.
points.
Wait till Marcus Smart gets back. plus the trade exception.
Well, when he gets back, right, don't you think that's going to cause more of an issue because of the chemistry now? Who's shooting the ball at the end? Tatum. It seems like it's Tatum's ball, right? Now, when Smart gets back, and then he wants to take his shots, Brad's not saying anything.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. Thank you very much for listening this morning. Dale and Keith is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.